say whether a Buddha appears in the world or a Buddha does not appear in the world, this truth always is maintained, that all conditioned things are impermanent. On whether a Buddha appears in the world, doesn't appear in the world, all conditioned things, all compounded things are dukkha, are unsatisfactory. And whether a Buddha appears in the world, doesn't appear in the world, all things are not self. So it's an underlying universal truth that the Buddha realizes, and it's through that realization that there's liberation. The Buddha points that out to us to be able to see. But that truth is always there for us to realize. In the same way, like the image that Ajahn Chah uses of whether you've got a well or don't have a well, there's water in the ground. All you need to do is dig it. Dig the hole in the water, you'll get the water. So